With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump delaying a diplomatic trip to China after he pressured Beijing and other world leaders to form a military coalition protecting the vital Strait of Hormuz. The president now says he'll go to China in maybe 5 or 6 weeks instead of at the end of this month. Yet another very deep loss for Iran. Israel has now killed 2 senior Iranian security officials in a major blow to that country's leadership. Medical device maker Stryker says it has now contained a cyber attack that caused widespread disruption to its business.
Last week's cyber attack affected Stryker's operations, including systems that support customers, ordering, and shipping. An Iran-linked hacking group claimed responsibility, claiming it was in retaliation for a strike on a girls' school in southern Iran. Michigan-based Stryker has 56,000 employees and operates in 61 countries.
That is correspondent Greg Clugston reporting. The power outages and electricity problems continue in Cuba.
Cuba is going through its 3rd island-wide blackout in 4 months. In Cuba, electricity is slowly being restored to hospitals and some homes. But officials warn the crumbling power network could fail again. In Havana, Dalba Obedo said, "The power outages are driving me crazy. Last night, I fell down a 27-step staircase. Now I have to have surgery on my jaw. I fell because the lights went out." After the U.S. ouster of Venezuela's leader, vital oil exports to Cuba have stopped. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Violence at a Department of Veterans Affairs clinic in Georgia, where a suspect was shot and killed by police. A VA employee was wounded. This is SRN News. A religious freedom group very concerned about blasphemy laws. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
Global Christian Relief says it's time for the governments of the world to rise up against statutes that criminalize a person's deeply held beliefs, and the buck stops here. A new GCR report says, quote, "The United States should intensify bilateral and multilateral engagement to press for the repeal or non-enforcement of blasphemy laws, which remain on the books in nearly half of the world's countries and are fundamentally incompatible with freedom of religion." Michael Harrington reporting.
Attacks on synagogues around Europe and North America have Jewish people on edge. Carrie Sleeper, the Secure Community Network, a Jewish security organization, tells the Jewish Telegraphic Agency, "We are in the midst of the most elevated and complex threat environment the Jewish community in this country has seen in modern history." This is SRN News. Now, the European Union is moving ahead now, that with an initiative to fix up a key oil pipeline in Eastern Europe. We have the latest on this story now from European correspondent Charles de la Desma.
EU officials say they've offered money and technical help to Ukraine to fix a key oil pipeline in Central Europe, which supplies both Hungary and Slovakia with Russian oil. The officials hope that they'll persuade Hungary to drop its veto on major aid to Ukraine. European Commission spokeswoman Paula Pignot says an expert is available to go to Ukraine now.
Things are happening as we speak, indeed, to make sure that we can, that all the necessary work is done in terms of reparation, in terms of restoration of the pipeline, so that oil supplies are eventually resumed.
I'm Charles de la Desma.
And more details at srnnews.com.